This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
That was the sounds of Kool-Aid. Say Nothing is the name of the track. Rod Digger, Sean Price and Tony Touch on that flavour. It's Sarah Love. It's the one and only place to be on a Monday at 4pm until 6pm. That's right, foodbarradio.com. But first of all, we have to say a big thank you to Ray Peacock. He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours right here. If you've missed any of the shows on FUBAR, you can check them again at foodbarradio.com. So get involved. Last week, we brought you a fantastic guest on the show. That was Raekwon of Wu-Tang Clan. So if you missed out on that, make sure you hit up the Sarah Love Mice Diggy podcast, foodbarradio.com. Coming up today, more amazing goodies in treat in store for you. We have an incredible guest this week, Mr. Don Cheadle. More on that later. Maestro is going to be investigating. You know, every week he has to ask you about these burning questions. And we've got new music and the open mic on the way for you. I've got new tunes for you from Havoc, Alchemist, Dilla, Black Milk. We've got UK representatives as well, so hold tight. Get your messages through to me in the studio as well at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. But let's hit you with something from a dude who's creating quite a lot of noise at the moment. He goes by the name of K-Tronada. This track features Anderson .Paak and it's called Glowed Up. This is DJ Sarah Love. You're locked into FUBAR Radio.
Okay,
microphone's up. My show. Professionalism.
God,
we're broadcasting
damn.
Now.
Yeah, all right. Let's do this, man. Let's do this, mother lovers. Who was that? That was Lil Wayne. Don't
I know.
Lie to
my
me,
show
Sarah.
Walked into the studio. He's like, "You playing Lil Wayne?"
Yeah.
And what if I was playing Lil Wayne?
I'll be like, right, so it's all right. That's what I like to see. Switching it up, man. Soon you'll be cooking, you'll be swagging it out. Maybe not.
That tune was an artist called K-Tronada. He's a producer, DJ, and he's got a project with Stone Sir at the moment. That track is called Glowed Up. It's featuring Anderson .Paak on there. The video is really nice for that as well, so go check it out. And he's also dropped a video for a track called Bus Ride, which is featuring Kareem Riggins on drums on that one. So,
oh, Kareem Riggins. Okay, now I get like, yeah, you see, as soon as you hear a familiar name, you know how you, okay, when you hear something familiar. Like,
Okay.
Wow, okay. Sounds yes. easy. I mean, he does sound Lil Wayne-ish. I ain't gonna.
Well, that's the Anderson .Paak dude on the vocals.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the vocals, I guess, were kind of Wayne-ish.
But actually, you're like a palatable Lil Wayne.
Exactly.
He didn't sound
yes.
like he was auto tuned. That sounded like he really has got a fucked up voice, you know what I mean?
Yes,
whereas
exactly.
Lil Wayne is like, let me try my best to say I like that.
Like
I
got a messed up
yeah,
voice.
Like,
yeah,
like, right, whatever, mate.
Exactly. So, yeah, no, that was authentic messed up voice. You're tuned into FUBAR Radio. I'm so pleased to see that I am joined today by my super wonderful co-host.
You're damn right. The dynamic duo, the most dangerous duo in the UK right now is here, mother lovers. I'm sorry I'm a bit late. I had a bit of a messed up journey. I got back from Bordeaux this morning. Shouts to Ryanair.
What were you doing
in Bordeaux? Well, I was, you know, I'm touring with this band, Smokey Joe and the Kid. Shout out to Smokey Joe and the Kid, the Banzai Lab crew, which is a French band. And they've got me as their front man. And so more or less every weekend now throughout the year, I'm going to be going over them sides to France.
Amazing.
They're touring their album, Running to the Moon. And so
so are they not strictly a hip-hop outfit?
No, they're not, okay. Which is pretty cool, you know, which I quite like because it's like something different that, you know, I like doing different stuff.
Yeah.
And so they're more of a, they kind of got a name off of the electro swing vibe,
okay,
you know, years back, but they're getting away from that. They're more of a hip-hop outfit, but I think some of the remixes they've done, which is more to do with sort of sampling 20s and 30s style music, you know, but up to date and updating it in a way, has given them a sort of electro swing label. But they're more of a hip hop band, more of a hip hop production duo. And so they got in touch with me through one of my agents, Diplomats of Sound. Shout out to Kat. And they just, you know, they're saying, look, we were looking for a front man. And they went through a bunch of UK guys. And pick me. I think it might have been the size of my forehead that
drew like, their attention.
Yeah, yeah.
It caught their eye.
So, you know, that's, hey, thanks to Mama Mice for the forehead, man. I think it's from Mama Mice, but anyway. So,
it's your advice.
So they hit me up. I went over there and did some rehearsing throughout December and in February, and then now we're gigging like more or less every weekend. So this weekend we did Toulon. I went to Toulon.
Ooh.
And I went to a magical place called Saint-Gaudens.
Mm.
It was like,
oh, is it like natural springs and stuff?
Probably, yeah. I think there are natural. How did you know that?
It sounds like one. It's got that kind of flavour to it.
I mean, yeah. It was up in the hills, like up in mountains and all that. And from there, you could see the French Alps.
Ooh.
You know, so it's quite. It was really nice, man. And we had a good gig there. I've forgotten the name of the event. And it was in French anyway, so I don't think I was meant to know.
All sounds
yeah,
the same
but
anyway.
It was a really cool night, and basically it would have been a bit hectic for me to get back yesterday, so I decided to drive back with the guys to Bordeaux. So we did like 7 hours or whatever.
So you've done planes, trains, automobiles.
Yeah. Well, no train. I did actually get in there. I did.
We should do a hip hop remake of that film.
Yeah, for real, isn't it? Just stuck there. It'd be boring as hell. I was just like, yeah. Well, now I'm stuck in this airport and
McDonald's.
And then today I was meant to land in Stansted at 11:15, but I ended up getting back at I think we landed about like 1:45. In the end. So it's like, you know, over 2 hours delayed.
What is that new thing? Oh, no.
So fuck you very much, Ryanair.
Yeah, no, but what's that new thing where I can't remember what length of time it is where if you're delayed on the plane where you can get, like, crazy
money back.
Funny
enough, I tweeted it and then somebody... But, I mean, it's the agency that booked the flights and all that, so...
Long.
Yeah, AFX. Shout out to AFX. I don't know whether I should be bothered to... You know what I mean? I'm not going to get shit out of it anyway. Apart from just told, okay, we've
Sorry
collected
about
the money.
That. Yeah.
So anyway, but I'm here now.
Otherwise, it was good. Yes, you're here now, and that's what matters.
Yes,
the duo are reunited to bring you your weekly infusion of hip hop goodness
right.
on foodbarradio.com. And, you know, there's just so much. Oh my gosh. Today we're going to be hearing Mr. Don Cheadle.
Yes!
I got to chat it up with Don Cheadle.
I want to hear how wet he got chat to say with love, boy. Like, last week, after hearing Raekwon's wetness, that was like,
check
Jesus
it out, y'all.
Right. Where are we going with this? What are you turning these guys into? So I really want to find out what Don Cheadle's up to. So he's Miles Davis. What's it called?
Biopic.
Miles Ahead.
Yeah,
right?
It's called Miles Ahead.
That's a really cool name as well for Miles Davis.
Yeah,
biopic.
Which is another Miles Davis song reference. But yeah, so we're going to be hearing from Don Cheadle later. Keep it locked right here, so we'll give you the full lowdown on that. Plus, we got the open mic coming up, which is going to be really fresh. But you know, there's much madness going on in the world where I just think it can be really disheartening sometimes.
It can be.
And so it's just really important to like rebalance the equilibrium with the goodness.
All the negativity out there. You lot, all you sharing all your negative bullshit on Facebook.
Oh,
look how shit
God.
This is. Look how crap this is. Oh my God,
look
I
how
can't
messed
believe
up.
This
Watch
happened.
How messed up this is. It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Like how fucked up this is. Go on. So we have to balance it out. It's only right.
Honestly, it's a matter of health and safety. And so that's why on the show, we have a section that we like to call the Big Up.
Big Up, Big Up.
And really, it's just about acknowledging like good things that are going on in the world and good things that are happening to good people or good people that are doing good things. And this week, I had to send a massive...
Big Up, Big Up.
..to, in my opinion, who I think is possibly the greatest MC ever to have done it.
Boy, you know, if you're saying that, I can't even, who am I to argue with you if you're saying something like that about this guy? Especially being that he is from, do you know what I mean? He's from the East Side still.
It's still.
That's like, you know what I mean? I'll put my hands up and say, boy, you ain't lying there, Sarah.
But it's the irony that the greatest MC ever to have done it is British. He ain't American. But he's not actually officially British anymore.
No.
So if you don't know who I'm talking about, well, I mean, I'm going to tease you a bit further because obviously we love like a bit of Black Thought here. Like, you know, we got love for people like Royce da 5'9" and, you know, your Chuck D's, all the greats and everything. But And even when we spoke to Five Dog on the show last December, he said, yes, Slick Rick was one of his all-time, you know, favourite MCs, him alongside KRS-One. And, like, when you talk to any of these great, like, MC legends, they all have to name-check Slick Rick, innit? Mm. Like, they all got name-check Slick Rick or Rakim or, you know, these are KRS. One of the names where it's like you can't sleep on someone like Rick. But, and I was always just like, yeah, he's British. But he's not British
so
anymore.
Why are you bigging him up then? What's this about? Why?
Well, he's really happy. He's had some really good news. And he's really happy with himself. After 23 years going through a legal process in the States, he is finally officially a US citizen.
Wow, after 23 years.
He's been battling it for 23 years he's been trying to not be British.
Not be British.
Yeah. So screw you, Slick Rick.
Switching up his accent wasn't enough.
Yeah. And yeah, so he just announced it this week. I didn't know that he was Grammy nominated rapper as well.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, but then when you hear how he's nominated for the reason why, and this is also why you have to think, like, screw those things like Grammy, MBE, all that nonsense.
Yeah,
because
I'd still want one though, but you know, that's only because people are dumb enough to follow that shit. But yeah, go on.
But you see, like, it's because the Slick Rick, greatest MC, arguably, to have ever touched the mic, one of the most influential, most quoted MCs of all time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of the most influential genres of all time. Mm-hmm. The reason he's Grammy nominated is for Montel Jordan sampling him in "This Is How We Do It."
Are you serious?
Yeah, and because he sampled him, he goes down in the writer's credits for that song.
Oh,
so when that song was nominated for like best R&B track or whatever he's nominated by default.
By default.
Yeah.
Well, lineage, man. Like, you know, like the reason why people say he's one of the best. There's probably a bunch of MCs. Some of these guys, you know, Ludacris, you know, who else? Probably someone like even Young Jeezy or, you know, some of the Rick Ross even, some of the older guys that, you know, in their late 30s, 40s, that they were B-boys when they, you know, when they started out, they were listening to Slick Rick and people like that. They might not have been about if it weren't for this guy. So via lineage, I think he deserves it. You know what I mean? Like, it's a shame that it isn't him, you know, like straight away. It's not like him.
He's
who's
not
been nominated,
being acknowledged direct. It's kind of indirect.
Yeah, direct, yeah.
But I mean, all I mean is that just shows how really these people don't actually represent the truth of what's going on in the streets, son. But you know, he said that he is so proud of this moment and so honored to finally become an American citizen.
So the thing is, oh man, I wonder how MF Doom feels about that. Shouts
Let's go
to MF Doom, man. Boy,
well,
like, you know, he's stuck out here, man.
Some are trying to become British.
He's stuck out here,
man. Some
are
just riding the wave.
Yeah, like, what I wonder is, because I remember seeing Slick Rick maybe probably about 8 years ago or something like that, when they had that, there was like B-Boy Championship in Wembley. Do you remember
you
that?
Him live.
Yeah, do you remember that?
Yeah, but I've never seen him. I have to see him before I die.
And he, I wonder how he came and went. How did he get in and get back out? Like, how did that work?
Well, he has both a British and a US passport now. So I don't know whether
before,
at that time, I guess, as with a UK passport, I guess he could. But he had enough drama over these last like 23 years or something. He was convicted of attempted murder.
Yeah. Bad man. Bad thug life. No hashtag.
Yeah. Real thug life.
No hashtag.
Yeah. And he actually served 5 years in 1991. So
yeah. Well,
even
remember,
just like talk on the street, he went down.
Enough, that was his last album, innit? His last album, he had a skit where he was in jail and all that. Remember? Oh, well, yeah, you might not remember because it was a little while ago. So only bad man listened to them album there. You get me? With Real Thug Life.
And yeah, so the US government haven't been that keen on him for a while. They've been making him work for this status. I think in 2002, he was arrested on a docked Caribbean cruise ship, and he spent a year behind bars for that. In 2008, he's gangster. He really is living this thug life. In 2008, Immigration and Naturalization Service tried to say his felony prevented him from living peacefully in the US.
From living
like,
peacefully,
he's too
you
much
know.
HG. And
thug life. That's why you get rid of the H and call it thug life, boy.
Thug life. And so it took a pardon from New York Governor David Paterson to confirm that the ruler could stay. And yeah, today it's official now. So and Slick Rick said himself, this has been a long time coming for me, and I'm relieved to finally put. I can't do a Slick Rick impression.
Well, this has been a long time coming for me. He's got like a mixture. It's like Kermit and someone else mixed up
with the Queen.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like Kermit with the Queen mixed together. Put this long chapter behind me, and I want to thank everybody, my family, my friends, my fans who have supported me and stuck by me over these 23 years. I'm truly blessed. And stay tuned. I'll have more to announce soon, including a new album cover.
Yeah.
No, you didn't say that last one, but I'm
sure
he
didn't say that.
Stay tuned. I will have more to announce soon. Yeah, I won't be mad. I'll be happy.
Yeah, he should release a new album because he's one of the few guys that it doesn't matter what era. Do you know what I mean? Like
iconic.
I think, yeah, when he dropped his last album, it might have been like 97, 98 through Def Jam.
I think, yeah, because he's had a few features post 2000 sort of thing.
But, you know, it's just like, man, he still rhymes. You know, there's certain MCs where you're like, okay, I don't know, you're kind of losing it a bit. But people like him, KRS, Cool G Rap, it's like they solidified.
That'd be quite a good tune together.
Yeah,
Cool G Rap. You should think about it.
My Stiggy baby, even on it. I don't know. It's my idea.
Let's
still.
Do it. I'll make it happen, Mines.
Like they've just sculpted. They've created a style that is just them, and you hear it, and it doesn't matter when you hear it. It just sounds right.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't sound outdated.
Timeless.
It doesn't sound, timeless is the word.
It's
if you
amazing.
Put it into one word. So I wouldn't be mad as long as they're on the right production. Shouts to Rakim. You know what I mean? It's all good. You know, I love Rakim, but that last album, man, what was it called? Yeah, the production let him down, man.
No, but this is the thing. The issue.
Seventh Seal or something like that it was called.
But this is the thing. Some MCs are incredible. Not everyone can be good at everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you can be a great MC, but you can't be necessarily good at picking beats.
Yeah.
And some people are great at picking. Some people are great.
Do you remember
but
that?
We don't want to remember it. Yeah. But then, you know, some people are good at picking beats, but they're not necessarily that fly on the mic.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of it.
He's like that then. He's good at picking beats, but not that fly.
Anyway, send your messages through to him.
This time, Reveal should be here talking about. Reveal's good at dissing MCs for their skills. <man. laughs>
But no, so I think, we'll allow some of these people.
But like, ma'am.
But yeah, no, Slick Rick. And
big up
and
to Slick Rick.
Even just when you see a picture of him now, like the picture that went along with the story of him outside the courthouse or whatever getting his certificate.
Oh, wow.
You know, he still looked as fresh, you know,
fresh,
in his Gucci underwear and everything. But he is just truly iconic. And I just think he's such an important MC. We haven't heard enough from him, in my opinion, over the last few years. Like, for me, Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh, that's like my earliest memory of hip-hop. I remember being 5 years old, being in my sister's bedroom. We were all rapping along to Slick Rick, Dougie Fresh, the show. So it's and that's even at that time, I don't remember thinking like, oh my god, what's this music? So
yeah.
I must have had hip-hop before then, but that's definitely like one
iconic,
of my first
iconic, man. Well, that's really cool. And you know, for those who don't understand, the guy's, you know, I'm sure he moved out there when he was young.
11 he moved to
11
the Bronx, yeah.
And you know, he was rapping then. You know, and the funny thing is as well is that he's, you know, you hear him, his early stuff, and you could hear bits of English Cockney kind of vibe to him, yeah?
But even and, still,
and
you still hear the twang sometimes.
Yeah, even still now, yeah. Mm, and the funny thing is that people, remember Dana Dane? People started jumping on his style of rapping.
Yeah.
And that also made people want to listen to him more because he sounded so different from everyone else that was in the States.
Because
that
was also the time when it was good to sound different to other people.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like that now as well, I think. Yeah, and you're right. That was like, you know, just before the quote-unquote golden era of hip-hop or whatnot, this guy was already making, you know, a gold look.
He crafted it, exactly. He pioneered that whole kind of, you know, flashing the fly, you know, threads and the jewels and everything. Like,
yeah,
he
was on that from
that.
Then.
So really, on so many aspects, he's been so influential on hip hop.
And also the fact that he, what I wanted to say was that, you know, people got to realize that he probably started a family out there. you know, and then couldn't really travel with them because of this situation. He could maybe, like you said, he could come here because he's got a dual citizenship, or, you know, well, now he has, but he had a British passport, so he's all right to come here and go back. But maybe he couldn't travel to other places, you know, surrounding, and that was awkward. But I'm sure now he'll be able to be in and out. So hopefully, man, you might get to see him sooner than you think, you know?
Oh, my God, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, so shout to Slick Rick.
I mean, he's happy with himself, so I just thought it was only right that we send a massive shout-out to the ruler, Slick Rick. You definitely deserve it.
Big up, big up!
And, you know, it's only correct that we play some classic Slick Rick. Like, this song, to me, I think this has got to be probably the most quoted record in the history of hip-hop, I reckon. And I think he is the most quoted MC in the history of hip-hop. Like, people often say, like, yeah, Rakim too.
Yeah.
Because when you listen to this track, I'm about to play Lardy Dardy. This is, and this was Dougie Fresh and MC Ricky D.
Yeah, Ricky D, man.
So, but
MC Ricky D. I can't do it either. Let me shut the fuck
We're going to have to practice that one. But, you know, but it's crazy because it's like line after line after. It's hard to find a line in the song that hasn't been quoted somehow.
Wow.
You know, over the last 20,
so he's probably
years.
By default, he's probably got more than one Grammy nomination then because of that.
In it, exactly.
So much.
So, you know, Slick Rick, it was only correct that we dropped this track for you, and I thought, yeah, let's hit you with some Lardy Dardy. We liked the party.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's the Chocolate Boy Wonder Pete Rock, and I'm about to tell y'all about the most important DJ in the UK, and her name is Sarah Love. Holla at her, you know what I mean? Chocolate Boy Wonder Pete Rock says she's good. All right, peace.
Peace.
Hilarious.
Hilarious. You know what else I love about Slick Rick and all of those era of MCs is the lack of swearing. Like the
apart from Wrinkle Pussy and...
No, but that's like the only line in the
I was thinking, right, how did he get away with that back then? But I guess, you know, it didn't really matter. I think, because I swear Dougie Fresh was like church going and all that.
They maybe all not. Are, aren't they?
Yeah, what difference does that make?
Exactly,
really?
The biggest gangsters in jail. Are
that's how
like,
you clean it up. It's like, yeah, 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 but I went to church on Sunday, so, you know, after I fucked that hoe, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I said, fuck it, man. Shot that motherfucker in his face. Then I went and repented after, you know what I'm saying? So I'm all good.
You know, it's FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, and the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake made it today.
You're damn right, baby.
And it's that time.
It is that time, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no late plane, ain't no delayed plane gonna stop me from my investigations, mother lovers. Welcome down to the FUBAR Radio Cafe, where we have exactly what you need. That's right. Chocolate velvet cake, strawberry pudding, cheesecake, all kind of things in it. You know what I'm saying? You taste that, it might get you so high you can't hear it. I go by the name of Mike Sack Hayes. That's right. My Sack Hayes, brothers. And we got another investigation for this week. This one's a serious one, though, man. It's always, you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, every week it's a serious investigation.
Exactly. Don't
heartfelt.
Undermine the best hangover cures.
The thing is, yeah, I've got these shavers that I do my tash with every now and again because I can't go to every, you know, barbers, you can't be going every 3 days, but my tash, I've got to do that. Every,
and you can't be going to a random barber in a
random
country.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, right, in France,
gamble
I don't know, man.
Life.
Yeah, I don't know. So, you know, my little shaver, all I need is like some AAA battery. That's all I got to put in there and make it work. You know what I mean? So I went, I can't even remember what shop it was, man, but I went there, I saw the Duracell pack. I was like, yeah, $3.49. And then the corner of my eye, there was like this red and white flashing. And I looked and it was like Panasonic batteries. Oh, for
no
a pound.
Shit.
Oh, shit. You know what I mean? Like, let me just grab them right quick. I'm sure they do the same shit.
Sorry, which shop were you in? Was this?
I can't even remember.
Was this a legitimate shop?
It might have been a pound
store.
Shop. Okay. I think it's a pound store. I ain't gonna lie. I can't sit here and lie to you like I was in friggin' Superdrug or something like that. Yeah, or Harrods. I was in a pound shop. Yeah,
from Harrods.
You know what I mean? These batteries lasted me one friggin' shave. One shave. I did my tash. I left the fucking shaver for like how long? Maybe a week. Maximum it was probably a week, maybe a week and a half. Come, I go like, yeah, all right, the tash is there. All right, let me just sort out the tash again. I was like, what? There was nothing. Yeah, the batteries had run out after one use. I was like, what the fuck? What's the point in these shits? What's the point in these batteries? I don't get it. Why do they sell? All right, fair enough. They're a pound. But at least let us know. Like, bruv, you know you're spending a pound in these shit.
But a disclaimer.
Yeah.
They like, should just call pound bruv, shops that.
Yeah. It's just like.
Overstand.
Don't expect anything in here to really. Toothpaste ain't going to taste like toothpaste. It probably ain't going to clean your shit like toothpaste would.
We can't even guarantee that it's toothpaste.
You're better off like, what do they call it? Oil pulling. Oil. Do you know what I mean? Than fucking using any of this toothpaste. Don't even bother with masking tape from them places. Sellotape from the pound shop.
Oh my God.
That shit ain't sticking for nothing. Nothing really works there. Even coasters, you'll probably still get a stain on your table from a pound shop coaster. Like, the whole point of a coaster is to not get any markings. No, but you'll probably still get that shit. Pointless. All pointless. This shit is pointless.
And you know when you buy, like, consumable goods there, best of luck to you.
Yeah, hey.
You know what? I made the mistake.
Don't even.
You'll get ill for weeks. Yo, I made the mistake.
Do not buy anybody presents from them places.
Yeah. You'll get. Don't try it with the last minute Christmas present dash in the bow shop. No, but I made the mistake of believing the hype that my sister was like, they have coconut water in the pound shop. A litre for a pound. That didn't taste right, man. It didn't taste right.
I was like, Jesus, man. Everything is just not what it is. Yeah, you're right. Watered down. Like, you might as well have just give me some water.
Well, sell by date.
Yeah. It's like all
the following day.
It's like none of the shit is real. There's nothing in there that actually really is what they say it is. It's just to make you think it is what they say it is. So anyway, what I want to investigate from you, like, please hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com, or hit us up on the Twitter, @foobarradio. What's the most pointless thing you've ever come across? It could be a thing, an idea, anything. What's the most pointless thing you've ever come across? My friend Ash hit me up. He said, politicians.
Okay, case closed. Yeah. He's done. He just made it.
I was like, yeah, I can't even argue with that one.
That's a good one.
Charismatic says individually wrapped bananas. I was like, you're chatting shit.
Is he talking about in the peel?
Is she
talking about in the peel?
No, or? She's saying that there are. Well, so
that's,
I think,
just a liberty.
Morrison's got caught up on it. So apparently, yeah. Well, someone cussed them out because they're like, are you really wrapping each banana individually? Yeah.
That's
so if you think about it. Like, one banana, you get bananas in a bunch. How the fuck are you going to wrap each banana individually on a bunch? So they sell them singular, wrapped up. But why the fuck do you do that? They're already in a wrap. They're in a natural wrap.
That is such a liberty. You know,
that's not really environmentally friendly. But the only reason I can understand they do that is because banana skin, if you put bananas next to another fruit, they rot the other fruit quite quickly. But that's some scientific shit.
That's science.
You're not supposed to know about that shit. Only real veterans know about that.
No, but then when you wrap up a banana, then the bananas go off quickly.
Yeah, and you got to peel it twice. That's fucking annoying. If you're hungry.
That's annoying. And then that's more work. More people. Oh, well, like, maybe they're concerned with creating jobs in the UK. So they're like, I know. We got the answer to the economy's problems.
We put these robots here for self-service. So what we'll do, we'll get all of you lot to wrap these bananas for us.
Bananas.
Yeah. What the hell is that about, man?
To make up for the lost jobs on the self-service.
That's some crazy shit. So, she sent me an article that was talking. I was like, wow, okay, I can't even.
Sorry, you're not lying. Article.
And she reckons, yeah. Someone cussing them out, innit? So in Korea and Thailand, they do it apparently.
Is that how the article broke it down? They're like, yo, did you hear it? Morris has got cussed out, yeah.
Oh, shit.
the journalistic interpretation.
Yeah.
There's no shortage of these things for sure.
All right, George Crimson says shoehorns. I don't know if I can agree with that one. There is a point to shoehorns if you like wearing some tight-ass shoes. If you like wearing tight-ass shoes, then I get it. But you shouldn't really be wearing tight-ass shoes because your feet are part of you.
Or if you like wearing cowboy boots. You know, and we know lots of hip-hop people like wearing cowboy boots.
yeah,
like Pharaoh Monch.
Does he wear cowboy boots?
There was a time. Hex murder.
There was a time.
Was cussing him out for wearing cowboy, saying he was wearing cowboy. No, but he, Hex murder, who was the manager of Random Acts.
Yeah.
Dude from Detroit, but he was just saying how American rappers get away with doing all kinds of madness when they come
well,
to Europe.
I mean,
Europe.
When you look at Common
they
Man,
get away with doing things Rapper's like Delight. Wearing cowboy boots.
When you watch Rapper's Delight, and I swear some of them old school lot were wearing cowboy boots, man.
No, but they get a pass because it was the '70s. No, and we won't mention Afrika Bambaataa today. But
yeah.
They were all pretty.
Funky,
fresh with their disco flavours. Because that was the style then, leotards. Fresh. Leotards and
Leeway
cowboy
from
boots.
Fame looking ass mother lovers, boy. Yeah, that's a bit messed up.
Hey man, Leroy from Fame could walk down the street today in London and people will be giving him props.
Yeah. People will be like, oh, I like your style.
Yeah, they'll be
damn,
like,
damn, leotards and
cowboy boots.
Yeah. strappy tights and cowboy boots. I love it. Jesus. So hit us up, man. I got a bunch of people have hit me up already. Non-alcoholic lager. This is what Johnny Rebel has said. Non-alcoholic lager is pointless. That's an alcoholic.
Do you know what's so pointless about it? Is that, look, the end of the day, lager beer tastes nasty.
True.
You only train yourself to think you like it.
Well, if it's from Belgium...
Okay.
Or Bavarian beer.
Got caught up in that hype. Just like Morrison's got caught up in the Bill Banana hype.
Feeling you got to get caught up in some hype, man. That's what life is about. As long as there ain't no pointless hype.
Like
non-alcoholic lager.
No, but it tastes like beer tastes nasty anyway. You just convince yourself you like it. And then to make it so, ultimately, it boils down to the only point of it is that you're getting drunk.
The thing is, I mean, it's the same thing. All right, yeah, someone else mentioned, this is quite interesting as well. Someone else mentioned bacon-flavoured food for veggies or vegans.
No, who said that?
Blokey Man.
Blokey Man. I love you. Because as someone, I'm not a strict vegetarian, but as someone who doesn't really eat meat, you
too
know, it's
meat.
Like...
You know what I'm saying? If you put some sauce on it, though, you know, I might just put...
and beef jerky. No, and you're just like, why is people's answer to vegetarian option fake meat?
I never got that.
What planet do they think we live in? They think that we actually want to eat meat, but it's just... For some abstract reason.
It's not meat, but it tastes like it and feels like
there
it.
There you go. Yeah. Enjoy that.
That's weird. And imagine the amount of shit that they put in it to make it taste like it's meat.
Oh, my God.
You might as well eat the meat. The meat's probably safer. some meat, bitch.
The horse rat meat.
Oh, do you remember
corn
that?
Corn has got...
The horse meat in your burgers. That was dangerous. But the funniest thing is, horse meat.
That was better for you than eating that cow.
Yeah, exactly. People were like, "Well, man, no, man, I ain't touching them burgers." Like, bruv, the horse meat is better than the beef. Trust me.
Them
horses are lean. Yo, shy horse meat.
Kicking knowledge. Yo, bro, do your favor, man. Get on that horse meat.
Telling you, man. I was trying to let these people know about it. I was like, all right, just hand it. Give me the burger. Bro, give me that 4-pack of burgers you just bought from Marks and Spencer's, man. I'll go fry them shits up right quick with some cold-pressed coconut oil. You know what I mean? That's way healthier than you could think. So yo, hit us up, man, at Fubar Radio on Twitter.
I have a tight chance to wipe the tears from my eyes.
Or you could email hiphop@fubarradio.com and let me know what's the most pointless thing you've ever come across, mother lovers. We still got a whole bunch here, so we'll let you know a bit
really
later.
I'm looking forward to hearing. But I thought, as this is mice time, let's hear mice on Stone's Throw Records.
Say that again.
Mice Diggy on Stone's Throw Records.
Yeah, I had to feel myself right quick there.
So nice, I might have to play that twice.
Mm.
That was kind of super funky fresh mice.
Woo!
Shit, I need to start
lie,
rhyming.
Boy. I'm proud of that right there.
That was live.
The sound man's like, yo, you killed it. Like, when I sent him the verse, he's like, yo, you said da-da-da-da-da. He said that. You know when someone's quoting your shit? I was like, oh, shit.
Oh,
let me go knock one out right quick, boy. I'll be back.
Yeah. Be right back. Don't mind me. That was ill. That's off the Homeboy Sandman album. The track is called Keep It Real, featuring our very own Mice Diggy. So go and check that out. The album is very cool too. You know, like Sandman always brings it, and he's got some nice beats on there as well. So you'll have to keep tuning into the show to hear more of that.
Yeah, we should get him on, man. We should get him to call in or something. I think it comes out on May 8th, the album On Stone's Throw.
Yeah, let's do that.
Make a note
of that, Laura. Get the Homeboy Sandman on the phone.
Get him on the phone right quick. Come on with it.
And shouts out to everyone locked into the show, including I and Tim. He says, it's a controversial opinion, but I love the original of Lardy Dardy.
I love the original,
but I've always preferred Snoop's cover of Lardy Dardy. He ran and hid after writing that.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, the thing is, you can't hate on him for saying that, because Snoop's version was quite raw as well, and it was like, it felt like Snoop's vibe, you know what I mean? It was all quite, it's got that funk but dark vibe to it, you know, like smoking weed in the dark corner type, you know what I mean?
But I love that record. That's even a nice jam to play in the clubs, you know, but what I love about that record is just how he properly spun it into a proper West Coast style. So no, the Snoop version is ill. That's got to be one of the best hip hop covers of all time. Because you've got like the Pharaoh Monch cover of Welcome to the Terradome, the Public Enemy track. Then we've got, that tune. So I think that's definitely, it definitely gets a big up here as well. So you're tuned into Fubar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love. Mice Diggy has been asking you guys a really, really important question.
Important question. I'm telling you guys, man, I'm trying to help you out with life. This is Life Hack Central right here, Mondays 4 to 6 on Fubar Radio. Whenever you hear me investigating, I'm doing it for you guys, not just me, not just so I can go around the world and do what the fuck I like and ask for the things I want and do wow. This is for you guys, man. I've got some guys already hit us up. Kelly, she says, pointless things. Most pointless things I've seen is bathroom attendants. The stupidest job ever. My auntie is a bathroom attendant. Oh, Kelly, you can't say this.
Kelly.
You can't say this thing.
Kelly.
Look, them lot make money in there, Kelly. You stay there. If you got to sniff people's shit for like 6, 7,
no,
8 hours, you better be making money.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm not sure they are.
Up there, chewing gum, man. You buy a pack of chewing gum for like 60p and sell them shits for what?
But is that them making the pro? Is that their stock?
All right, maybe not. But what about the lollipops? The lollipops.
No,
they sell
them
shit.
And then the abuse they receive in there. That's what vexes me, seriously.
I got to smell your shit, your piss, and get abused by you. You better pay £2 for this lollipop right quick that I paid probably
and
4 pence from. I got it from a pound shop, by the way. Flavor ain't going to last you for shit, but don't worry about
but
that.
But a pound shop pack of chewing gum then sold to each individual pellet for a pound. It's true. Screw them. They're killing it.
Kelly, you might be wrong. Yeah, you might. Look, you might need to get a new job, Kelly. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Let's move it on.
They're entrepreneurial.
Hey, I'm telling you. So Darren says, saw a sign on the train saying, in case of fire, move away from fire.
Sorry.
Duh. Yeah, I need a sign to tell me that. That is a bit pointless. That is pretty pointless. That's. I don't get. Sometimes it is a bit weird when you, certain signs are like, yeah, it's already said go 40, like, 3 minutes ago. We're like, why am I going to go any different? I don't want to get a ticket. Or when
you
it's like,
go, well,
you know, go 40, yeah, 40 miles an hour. I was like, yeah, all right, bruv, you already told me that like 2 seconds ago. Anyway, that's driver's first world problem.
Driver's vexation.
Jeremy, he's got a good one. Jeremy says, a banana slicer. Everything slices a banana. Everything.
I think bananas have taken over the issues today. Banana slicer is pretty stupid. Because then a banana slicer is like, that's got to be so awkward to clean. Like, it's easier just use a knife and clean it in a knife.
Like he says, man, anything. Like, bananas are not really that. It's not like a cucumber. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like, yeah, I better get a slicer for this shit. I bet this blunt butter knife ain't going to do shit to this cucumber. Cucumber versus butter knife. Let's see who wins.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. All right. Let's go over to the Facebook. Sambo the Rambo, he's got a wicked one. Flavored toilet roll. I think what he means is scented toilet roll, not flavour, because I don't know if... Sambo, if
what
you're
are
eating,
you doing with your toilet
yeah,
roll,
you better not be
Sambo.
One of them weirdos that chew the toilet roll before you use it. Choose it before you use it. You better not be. But I get what he means, because for one, you end up with the scent on your hand.
Oh, God.
You know, not of your bum, obviously, but you get the scent of the toilet roll. And it's like, I don't want to be smelling like... daffodils and chrysanthemums on my hands, man.
If that's apparently what they smell like, yeah. That's the other thing. It's aloe vera. What chemicals are they putting on them flavored toilet
yeah.
rolls?
And then you're wiping your bum with it.
To make them funky fresh, and they just is wrong.
That is
it's
kind of pointless,
dirty.
Though, right? Because it's like
your bum can't smell.
Yeah, well, your bum. The bottom line is, it's still gonna stink of
the
shit. If anything,
it.
Yes. Especially if you get it from a pound shop, it's gonna stink of like cheap ass aloe vera and shit. So you're, yeah. you're messing up. Shout out to Sambo the Rambo on that one. I really like your point there of a pointless thing. Yeah. What else? Jim Bob says buying chips and with a Diet Coke.
But I know. Tell me about Woo! It. Sorry, who was that?
That's hilarious, man. Jim Bob Job. He
Go
says
on, Jim Bob.
Buying chips with a Diet Coke, because it is. It's that thing of like, yeah, I'll get some chips, but I'll balance it out with a Diet Coke, because you know, like, even obviously it's a bit unhealthy. Like,
I'm trying to watch
chips.
My waistline.
Yeah. Watching the waistline, so like, I won't.
People are doing that all the time, every day, every meal. People are doing that. Every meal, people are doing that nonsense.
This is a good one, James Cole. He says, "Fucking wasps. It's not like they make honey or anything useful." Rubbish insect. Yeah.
Just hating.
Yeah, I mean, you tell that to the birds that eat them shits, man. You tell them. This is the thing about human beings. We think everything is for us. Everything is there for us. Like, I remember somebody saying to me, what's the point in a wasp, and what's the point in a mosquito? It's like, they don't all they do is bite you. They don't. But it's like, hey, maybe they're not for us. Do you know what I mean? There's
not
a whole bunch of other species on this earth.
You know, and you know, it's so messed up. You know, 50% of the world lives in urbanized areas and never come into contact with wildlife. Like, the closest you get to wildlife is a pigeon or a rat.
Wow, that's pretty messed up. Or neighbor next door that dribbles.
Oh, the wild,
you know, the one that's got rabies. You're like, rah, I swear mama's got rabies or something. Yeah. That's rabid.
It's like these gross.
Rabid ass looking neighbors, boy.
Yeah, so, you know, it's like, it's not a surprise that people have no idea. But you understand, who was that who said the wasps?
James Cole. Shout out to James Cole, man. I do get what you're saying, but you got to remember there are other species out here that might find them shits useful.
Like, key part of the ecosystem. James Cole. You know, understand, like, they go from flower to flower pollinating, and, you know,
they
it's
do
important.
Pollinate, don't they, wasps?
Yeah, of course they do.
They fuck up bees, though, for sure. They do.
Do they?
Yeah, wasps. There's some giant ass wasps that they just, they're like, bruv, I will bad you up now.
No,
thug life, no hashtag.
Yeah, no.
Furthermore, I'll take out the H, thug life, what? You know what I mean? There's some that, I remember reading about these, like, there's some giant wasps.
Beef, but
yeah, there's beef.
Oh, not Africanized bees.
No, these was giant wasps were fucking up some bees in, like, I don't know, fucking Madagascar, somewhere anyway, but...
somewhere that
yeah. But the way it looked was like, rah, these lot don't mess around. Like, these wasps are really on this thing, like, serious.
Yeah, well, in, like, some mad, wild, off place. I can believe that.
Who else we got? We got a couple others as well. There was one really interesting one that I read, but now, okay.
You know,
decaf coffee. That's from Blokey Man again. Decaf coffee.
Blokey Man.
Decaffeinated coffee. So I guess that's quite kind of similar to, you know, non-alcoholic lager. But what I will say is, with both lager and coffee, if you're somebody who, you know, you used to drink a lot of lager, and now you're off the wagon, like, you're on the wagon.
Yeah,
now
you're
you
on
don't
the
drink.
Wagon. Yeah, you're
so now you don't drink alcohol.
But
you're
you don't want to be clowned by your friends.
Yeah, and also you like the taste of it. You've become, you know,
see,
general adaptation
like
syndrome. This is science again. I'm dropping a little science on you lot. General adaptation syndrome. This is when, you know, this
it
is how like
mad scientifical
people who jog, like marathon runners, get used to doing marathons. Fat people get used to being fat. It's a thing that we all possess, which is like you adapt to certain things. Maybe your taste buds have adapted to the taste of lager and you really like it. So you decide, okay, I'm going to drink, but it ain't going to be no alcohol in it. ain't gonna get no hangover.
Yeah, who's laughing now?
Yeah, and then same with coffee. Some people might like the taste of coffee. There are different coffees with, you know,
have you ever
your
met
coffee
someone who actually likes the taste of the coffee?
Yeah.
Really?
The thing is, you can get really good coffee. Like, there's Kenyan coffee.
And there's Nescafe.
Yeah. And there's fucked up, the bottom of the barrel ass coffee, like, from the pound shop.
Nescafe. So
you think about
shop.
It like that? Yeah, you think about
they're
it like that.
Straight bootlegs.
Hey, yeah. Bootleg coffee, man. Nobody, I don't know. There probably are people that like bootleg coffee. But same thing. Caffeine can really mess you up, man. Some people can get, you know, not just the shits, they can also get a heart attack from caffeine. So
it ain't a joke. I was going to say, you know, in hip hop, how you hear people say scientifical, words that don't actually exist.
Yeah. Oh,
someone
has mentioned
but
that.
But at the same time, those are kind of brilliant. I do sort of love it as well.
All right, Colin Emmanuel says, a mime with a mobile.
A what?
He came across a mime with a mobile. So I think he's saying, you know,
that's clever.
That was me miming,
like,
by the way.
Trapped in a box.
Yeah, but with a mobile
phone. Do
your
mime for the listeners.
You might hear this. That's about it. You don't actually hear them because they're miming. But anyway, that's a good one. This
that
one's
is good
as well.
One.
Mike Bandoni says, Kanye West clothing line.
Kanye West COVID line looked like someone who's been dredged out of the canal.
He was like, oh, in fact, Kanye West generally. Sorry if I've offended anyone, but he seems pretty pointless to me. So does his missus.
He's just going for them, man. Who's that?
Yeah, that's Mike Bandoni.
Mike Bandoni.
What I will
damn.
Say about the Kanye West clothing line is, if you're wearing that shit and you accidentally fall in the mud or in a puddle, it still looked the part. So there is
you can style it out.
Some point
you'll
to
be
it,
able
yeah.
to style it
no
out.
One's
and that
look
is
at
the
you.
Whole point of
yeah.
the rate. Right,
no one's
going to
look at you and be like, rah, man, you look cool, man. They'll be like, oh, yeah. Hey, do you want some change?
Yeah. Do you want a Big Mac meal? No, let's play a tune and then we'll get back more into some of your amazing.
It's important, mate.
This is important. This is classic. And right now, remember, coming up, we're going to be hearing from the one and only Don Cheadle. Yes,
oh,
you heard
shit.
Correct. Don Cheadle. He was in town and we managed to catch up with him. So hold tight for that. Keep sending your messages
next,
through to hiphop@foodbarradio.com. But first, I want to play this track, which I played about four times back to back. This is produced by Black Milk. It's your old Drew. This is featuring Styles P and Joey Badass. You're locked into Food Bar Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and my Stiggy. Let's go.
That was interesting, kid.
That was interesting,
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, I wanted to, because, you know, I've heard the old Drew dude a couple times before, and and obviously he blew up off of the whole, like, yeah, he sounds like Nas. So I wanted to hear whether he still does or not. Because usually they come out sounding like somebody and then
they
start finding
their
own.
Voice. Yeah.
Shout to Action Bronson and Game. Even the Game came out. When he first came out, he was quite Nas-ish, you know?
It's right. funny because I never actually really thought about that before with Game, but you're right.
Yeah, well, that's what MCs do, innit? DJs don't, you know?
I don't actually pay attention
yeah,
to
yeah, you guys just
you
play this shit. Yeah? All right, yeah, I'll play this. Yeah. What do you want next? Yeah, I mean, but no. But with MCs, it's like, I mean, for me personally, I could tell when an MC listens to someone or, you know, you name an MC, I could be like, yeah, they listen to blah, 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 or whatever, whatever. But so old Droog, man, he's finding his own voice there.
Mm.
Funny enough, to me, he sounds like Game now. The Game.
that's what
it's
I don't know about
you
that
know?
Either, but yeah, you're right.
But
yeah,
that's
I was
a
feeling
nice tune.
That tune, though, because it was just a bit odd. And so, yeah, check that out. You're
that
listening
nice
to
tune.
Food Bar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, and my Stiggy. Coming up right after this, we are going to be getting into our chat with the one and only, the Don Cheadle. So keep it locked right here.
Cheadle.
Food Bar Radio presents
Harriet Rose. I'm very excited because I've got four very gorgeous boys in the studio with me. Marsikins are here. How's it going, guys?
Hi.
Thank you.
A fan of ours. She got a Halloween birthday cake made with a picture of us and her on it, like iced on the cake, and sent us a picture of it.
I think big up to the girl, to be honest. I think she's probably like...
She's just starting new trends, you know, she doesn't care what people think.
No, she just wants to have her cake and eat it.
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
We're off.
Every Thursday,
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
There are all the good men gone and well.
You, I knew you were going to. I was like, Ralph, I swear she started to boogie a little bit. There was like a slight little jig going on, and then that was it. You couldn't
resist.
Help yourself.
I got caught on the hype.
Damn.
Those power drums. Anyway, back to presenting a radio programme.
Power ballad is that? No, that's not a power ballad, is
no,
it?
No, that's a. I don't know, but it's workout like, music. Yeah. That's
80s workout
pumps
music.
In the air. Yeah,
leggings and what them
and
things?
Those thong,
leg warmers.
Yeah, leg warmers. Back to the turbo. cowboy beats.
Don't ever get them shits from a pound shop, man. Them leg warmers from a pound shop. I get
the
sometimes
one,
I used to buy socks.
You get them
from I used to buy socks from a pound shop. Yeah, that elastic's gone. Within you wash it like twice, yeah. The elastic's gone. Them shits look like leg warmers all of a sudden.
All transparent, they looking transparent
leg warmers,
on the heel.
Man. Messed up, man. Oh, but anyway,
pointless things. Yes, we were. Mice was asking you guys this week what the most pointless thing you've encountered has been. So keep your messages coming through to us at hiphop@foodbarradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we're going to be getting into our star feature of this week's show.
Oh.
The G, that is Don Cheadle.
Cheadle. Don Cheadle. We should call him Don Cheadle from now
it's
on.
It's true. Let's tweet him that. John Don Cheadle. He, and you know what? He even went further up in my estimation, because as soon as I heard last year that he was doing a bio documentary, well, not documentary, biopic about Miles Davis, I was just like, Guan.
And did he fund it? Like, he backed it. Was that correct?
Yeah, so it's his directing
project.
Debut.
Oh, he directed it.
As well. And
wow.
He's starring. And it all came about where it also stars Ewan McGregor in it too. It all came about by Miles Davis's family actually approached him and said, we want to do like a film about Miles, and we want you to play him.
Yeah, they must have been like, all right, who's the closest?
Okay, so our options are
who's black
Denzel
enough?
Washington.
Who's the darkest mother lover out there?
Who's the Samuel Jackson?
He's not dark enough.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes?
No,
too big.
The
too,
darkness.
Too wide. His face is too wide.
Well, who's the voice of God, that other guy?
What's
his name
Morgan
again?
Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
How
it's like, this is our choices.
That is God.
But they settled on Don Cheadle. And
wow.
So they approached him for the to play him in the film. And yeah, it was one of these like funded movies. And that's also what I realised is that it's kind of, this is the only way we're going to get stories of our people told, really, isn't it? Like, if we're going to be holding our breath for these big time people to actually do recognize us.
Yeah, Hollywood's not really going to do that.
We're
going to
suffocate. You know what I mean? So
Gene Simmons is going to make sure of that, huh?
as long as Gene Simmons is in the mix.
You like what I did there?
I did like what you did there. Yeah, so screw Gene
Fuck
Simmons.
That mother lover.
Yeah,
anyway.
We must make a point of saying that each show. Anyway, back to the program. And so, Don Cheadle was in London a week or so ago promoting the film. He was here for the UK screening of the film, which is called Miles Ahead. And he stars, it's like basically documents his an era in Miles Davis's life, which was during like this reclusive era in the late 70s, where he kind of just dropped off of the map and was doing all kinds of madness and stuff. But the film, I was really impressed with the film. It actually exceeded my expectation. And I think, in a way, it's a bit of a shame.
Well.
Yeah,
you didn't just check to Don Cheadle.
No.
You got to see his first directed film premiered and see him act as Miles Davis.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Sarah Love.
And not only that, this all happened at the Ritzy in Brixton.
Wow.
I know.
You got to see it before they changed the name of Brixton, before it becomes...
Before it became like Waterloo Village or something. And
I like that word. Not like seriously like it, but that was a good joke.
Hey, man, I wouldn't be surprised that happens.
Man.
And but I was just impressed that Don Cheadle made it to Brixton as well. I'm sure he must have been to Brixton before.
He's
black. He must have been to Brixton.
Yeah, he must have been.
Yeah.
Most black people from around the world.
That's
be
how
like,
the
yo,
science works.
So where the black people at? Brixton?
Yeah,
I'm not sure, but we can take you to Brixton.
We'll have to drop you off there. We won't be stopping ourselves. So I even managed to get a couple questions
in with the main man, Don Cheadle, at the screening.
Yeah, well, now you did that. Let's see how wet, let's hear how wet Don Cheadle is then. Jesus, how did you manage that?
Do you want me to play the Raekwon drop for you again?
You might as well, yeah, just to remind
us. Oh, you want to warm just up to remind, yeah,
let's check it out, y'all. All the way from Shaolin, you know what it is. Raekwon the chef, Maxim with the good honey. DJ Sarah Love, hold it down. Yo, you know what it is, boy. We got your back. Wu-Tang, one. Oh,
listen God. To that. Maxing it with the good honey. Yeah. I swear he did an LL Lick Your Lips in between there somewhere, innit? Yeah, and then gave you the side eye like... Yeah. Mom's the good honey. Wipe the dribble. Jesus. All right, let's get into this. Let's hear what Don Cheadle, how wet he was then when speaking to Sarah Love.
He was much more professional. But yeah, so this is Don Cheadle. First of all, he was chatting to us about the filmmaking process behind this new movie, Miles Ahead. Check it out.
Shot the film in 6 weeks, which is 30 days, really, on, you know, we didn't shoot on weekends. And we had Ewan and Michael Stuhlbarg and Lakeith, who plays Junior, and Brian, who plays Walter, for 15 days. And then they effed off. And then what did we learn in the research, or what was told? I think the thing that were, there's a lot of anecdotal things, little things, you know, but they all fed into the theme of Miles' restlessness, his inability to be comfortable in stasis, his, you know, right when Miles, right before he died, he was recording music with Prince, and you know, we've heard some of this stuff, and you, every era of Miles' music to me feels like he's already moving past it and trying to figure out the next thing to deal with, and everything that we ran into research-wise, you know, supported that. The kinds of things that he did, talk to the musicians, like Herbie said, he was playing, Miles, that Herbie was playing a solo one time and Miles came up behind him and just took his left hand off the keyboard and put it in his lap. And he was just like, what am I, he's like, deal with it, keep playing, you know? It's all like, push it, figure some shit out, keep going, you know, okay, next, next, next. And Frances was with us every step of the way and really opened up her her life to us and let us, you know, kind of walk around in there and gave us a lot of pictures and stories. And same with his nephew and Aaron, his son, who and Cheryl, his daughter. All of them were very involved in the process of making this film.
That was a beautiful way, I think, to give us a snapshot into Miles' life. And us here are Miles Davis fans, we can appreciate this niche music. I'm thrilled to see such a niche story on the big screen, but why should people outside of here give a damn about this film?
I think that, you know, I would never use that word, should. You know, I have people saying to me, why is it important that we watch this? And I'm like, please don't use that word, because it just makes it sound like medicine. And people have survived this long without seeing the film, and they're doing fine. So, you know, but I think if you're going to come in and give over to it and have an experience that this film is trying to give you, you're going to, by osmosis, hear an amazing music, and you're going to get a sense of the creativity of Miles Davis. And me, you know, I literally, you know, when I said it to the family, which they were on board with, I said, do you think that your uncle, your father, would want us to do something like the movies that we've seen before, which he's gone on record, actually, as, you know, despising? I said, or do you think he'd want something that felt creative and impressionistic and felt like jazz, felt like, you know, cinematic music? And they said, yeah, we'd want that. So that was always what my marching orders were. And I wanted it to happen quick. I wanted people to be entertained. The movie's 100 minutes long. You know, it's not some laborious, extensive attempt to somehow, chapter and verse, chronicle all of the important moments in his life. I hope people's appetites are whetted and they want to go out and grab some of this music and some of these guys at the end too.
I think that's partly why you did such a good job. Rather than trying to tell the story from birth till death, you've just taken a little segment of his story. How did you whittle that down just to that part?
It was a process, and we had the same discussions internally, Stephen Begelman and my co-writer, on this. There's so many things you want to put in there, and so many things that to us are interesting facts, but they just kind of felt like that. It just felt like, okay, he met John Coltrane on this date. It's like, okay, that's a piece of information. Does it fit into a narrative? Does it move a story along? And it felt like it was just, there were so many things that we wanted to say, but unless it fit into the narrative of artist, bereft of his voice, doesn't know what to say, dealing with loss, dealing with jealousy, dealing with the human condition. If it didn't serve that, then we said I love it and I'm interested in it, but it doesn't fit. It's got to go. So again, our focus was trying to do what Miles told us to do, which was don't do the same thing. Do something else. Do the next thing. You know, push it. Take a big swing. Risk falling on your face. But don't be safe.
That was Robert Glasper.
Let's call him Glasper, seeing as we are in England.
Glasgow.
Of course, let me call Giles Freeman. Yes, well, I'm not going to say it for free, so don't even call me in, sir.
But that track features Pharoah Monch. It's called Gone. It's taken off of the Miles Ahead soundtrack. That is the new film. It's the new biopic, debut directed biopic by Don Cheadle, starring Don Cheadle and Ewan McGregor. It's the story of it's like a little dip
like two days into his life or something like that, right?
It's just 2 days in Miles Davis's life in like the late 70s time. Like, definitely go out and check the film. It's coming out officially in the UK this Friday. That's the 22nd of April. And, you know, it's important that we all go out and watch these films in
and
the
it's
cinema.
Called, what's it called? Miles Ahead.
Miles Ahead is the name of the film.
Such a good name, man.
Yes. And then it's important to go out and watch these films because then, you know, we vote with our feet, innit? And so when people see that, oh, gosh, there is actually an interest in demand for these films, then more of these things will be made well as well, you know. So I think definitely go out and see it. Miles Davis, he's like one of the most important artists ever to have come out of Earth. So
you want to talk about prolific, you want to talk about forward thinking,
influential,
you know, like so many different umbrellas this guy could go under, that, you know, he's influenced musicians from many different genres, not just into jazz or it's like
so influential on rock music. Like I think it's hard to think of name any of your favorite artists, whoever you are listening right now, in some way they have been impacted by Miles Davis, you know. And I just think this whole film was done like in a really classy way. It's entertaining, it's comical, you know, so just go check it out. Don Cheadle absolutely killed it. I can't believe that's like his directing debut.
And it's interesting that he didn't do his funny English accent. Like, I thought he'd try and do it with you. Do you remember Ocean's 12 or something like that?
Oh, or Ocean's 11? Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. I was hoping you'd ask him about that, but...
well, hey, I didn't get enough time with him.
And a funny bit trivia, in Ocean's 12, I do believe it is, because you know he was like a budding rapper. He was like an English guy. He was a black English guy.
In the film.
In Ocean's 11. Okay. And he was like, you know, he's... Obviously, he was like a thief, you know, by night, but during the day, he was a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And our good friend... he provided one of the songs that you'd hear Don Cheadle play in the studio.
Our good
shout
friend.
Out to Ty. Shout out to TY.
Oh, right. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I remember, because I remember watching it and I was like, yo, that sounds like Ty in the background. There's a scene where Don Cheadle's in the studio playing his music, you know, and then they come in or they call him or whatever to say, look, yo, we got another job or whatever. And then you hear, and I was like, man, that sounds like Ty. And I asked him and he's like, yeah, that was my tune. He sent his tune in. I think him and a couple others, they asked for music because they needed like a UK sounding rapper to provide the music
to reinforce
him. And it was time, man. So big up to TY still.
Hope he got paid off for that one. Still getting paid. How many of those Ocean films have they made?
They made 3 of them.
Speaking of your Mice Investigates, that kind of fits in with that, those films to me.
kind of does. I mean,
they're pretty pointless, really. And it's the same thing happening every time. Oceans,
nah, hey, I like
what,
them.
Was it like
I
Ocean's 26? Ocean's 32.
I'm not going to sit here and let you diss my Ocean's films for that shit, man. Especially with Don Cheadle with his fucked up English accent is in there.
I feel like I'm always talking about South Park on the show, but South Park did a piss take of Oceans, Ocean's 11 and stuff. But yeah, how they're just always, it's all those shots with that music and then walking down the street and stuff. But yes, no, big up to Ty though. That is definitely a good look. But definitely people go out and check out Miles Ahead, starring Don Cheadle. It's going to be out in the cinemas this Friday. It's already out in the States. Got to send shouts out to Chris on Twitter for Pillars, locked into the show. Make sure you go down to the Four Pillars party that's happening the 20th of May at Silver Bullet in Finsbury Park. Going to be super live. Got Chester P performing. I'm going to be DJing, a whole bunch of other people. Shouts out to Luna C, locked in. He has got a new tune out called Phil Mitchell, so maybe that will come up in future weeks on the show.
Hey.
Shouts out to Paloma and Jay Lowe's as well. Keep your messages coming through to us.
We've got to send a happy birthday shout out to our last week's guest. Happy birthday, Rhyme Schemes. What a day. What a day to have your birthday on. You know what I mean? No. It's got to be happy birthday to you. Put some soul in it, girl. Happy birthday to you. Hey, you see the harmonies there. Shout out to Bavin. Locked in. Shout out to my brother Bavin Sudra. I think he's out. You're out in Australia now, isn't it? I do believe. Who else is locked in? There's a few cats locked in, man. All you locked in mother lovers, we appreciate you. This is Fubar Radio right here.
You locked in mother lovers. Exactly. And speaking earlier of Nas and people trying to sound like Nas,
you're
right
old.
Now, before we get into this open mic, we've got a whole gang of ill MCs who are about to step into the studio.
They're about
for
to gate crash this. Let's get this right. They're about to gate crash the studio.
Ambush. Ambush the studio.
Yeah, we got the gate crashers coming in. Oliver Sudden, G Bag, Jack Diggs, and Big Toast. Shouts out to Downstroke. I don't know if he's here or not, but I'm sure these guys are going to represent for him hard. Let's do this. What we got?
But first, I'm going to play you something brand new from that brand new Jay Dilla album. This track is called The Sickness and it features Nas. Feeling that The Diary is the name of the album. It's Jay Dilla. That track is called The Sickness featuring Nas, produced by Madlib. You've also got cuts on there featuring Snoop Dogg. Kareem Riggins has done some production. House Shoes, keep it locked to foodbarradio.com. And yeah, you will hear more of that good stuff as the weeks go.
Oh, so
by.
What? It's not all Dilla production on it?
No. So the whole point of the Diary album was that it was a using a lot of Dilla's verses and stuff. It was originally meant to come out in like the early noughties or something like that. So they've gotten all these verses together and then gotten people on the tracks with him and curated, that word from me that you like normally, my show, productions.
Yeah, I don't know what it means, but it sounds cool when people say it. I tried to use it the other day, but it didn't really work because they were French. They didn't understand shit.
Yeah, can't speak the language. No, and yes, so definitely go check it out. It is available in a download cloud space
fashion.
Near you.
In a download fashion, of course.
In a download fashion.
These guys just gate crashed you, like the way I did that. Yeah, I'll tell you. Come step
it's
up to the mic,
pretty
guys.
Face. Yeah. Come on, you're
trying to look innocent now. These are the most rabid, wildest mother lovers I've ever seen. Whenever I see them, someone's drinking, someone's kicking some door down. You know what I mean? My rider's always done out because of these mothers. Whenever I see these, I'm joking. Yo, so we got Big Toast, G Bag, Oliver Sudden, Jack Diggs, aka the Gatecrashers. What are you lot saying, man?
Yo,
made
yo,
it.
Yo,
thanks for having us.
Revolg Records in the building, right?
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to Strange Neighbor. Where's Strange Neighbor at, man?
It's a good question.
Yeah, we know what that means. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? How long's he doing? How long's he got then? Is he doing Two Moon or what? What is it, mate? I'll tell ya. Yo, how you lot doing, man?
Chilling, man.
Where are you guys from originally?
South.
Yeah. South.
South.
That's as much detail as you're getting. Leave it at that.
Yeah, don't be self-incriminating yourself there. Like. Yeah.
So it's south as in south of the river?
Out,
or?
Yeah, Croydon pretty much, most of us area. Yeah.
Do you remember when the trams came in Croydon?
Yeah.
Are they pointless? Are they good?
They're all right.
I remember, all I remember hearing about the trams was the first day the trams opened, someone got hit by a tram. Yeah. I was like, bloody English people, man.
That's not
like,
the tram's fault, man. People just wander up, so.
That's what I mean, like, how dumb people are. Like, you know,
there's not really much between Croydon and Wimbledon.
Come closer to the microphone so we can hear your lovely dog.
Croydon and Wimbledon is, you know, it's pretty dead.
Same business.
So. You know,
is it?
You want to go to either of them places?
Oh, is that just where it goes? Yeah. Croydon to Wimbledon. That's it.
I've been horse riding in Wimbledon, man. You can do a bit of horse riding down there. You know
did you take the tram to horse riding?
Mice investigated. Yeah, that's my first investigation was horse riding.
Yeah, in Wimbledon.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I was all right, man. Yeah, I mean, I had trouble getting off the horse, but we didn't bother put that bit online because I didn't want to ruin my gangster image. You know what I mean? My gangster rap image.
Thug life. Undermine the thug life tattoo.
So what are you lot saying, man? I hear you got a release coming.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Uninvited.
Made sense.
Bit like your appearance here.
No. When is it out? When is it out?
Just turn up and play.
It's a good question. We've not really got a date for it yet.
Mm. It's going to be summer at some point.
Okay.
We've got the video. Yeah, one video.
Probably
out.
End of June.
One video finished. So.
Sorry, did we introduce you each individually? Give your name over the mic so people know who's
who.
Because
the
listeners can't see what's happening in the studio. So,
okay, I'm Big Toast. Okay, Panini Grande.
I love it.
I go by the name of G-Bag.
Mm-hmm.
Oliver Sudden, the Kronk's Don.
Jack Diggs.
Jack Diggs. I'm sure he blew up and blew it over. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what? That's something that I miss in hip hop is groups. I don't think there's enough groups, or just in music in general. It's all just gone like solo business.
Yeah, we kind of had the same thought. That's
yeah.
We all worked together, so I thought, well. Let's make it a crew thing.
So yeah, you've all got releases individually, innit? Like, you've already been doing stuff.
I actually dropped something yesterday by accident.
Was it by accident?
Well, I was trying to embed it in the website on the embed the Bandcamp on the website and accidentally made it public, so just went with it.
I like that attitude, man. That's the attitude.
So go and get that. It's called Save Yourself, Kill 'Em All.
What's it called?
It's called Save Yourself, Kill 'Em All.
I like this sentiment.
Yeah. Barry Manilow covers.
That's got a spring
stuff.
Vibe to it. Yeah. kill
them all in a Barry Manilow style.
Yeah, man. So, what's the project called? The crew's called Gatecrashers, and the album's called
Uninvited.
Uninvited. Yeah. Who came up with that idea? Then who's the mastermind behind that?
I think we all did, but then they all forgot and I claimed it, even though it's not very good, really. It's pretty obvious.
No, it's good. It's good. It works, good. I think it's good to have, like, especially when, you know, like, I like the name Gatecrashers already, and then if you got a theme to the album as well, which is like, you know, basically this is what we do. We turn up.
I suppose it's kind of gimmicky in a way. It weren't meant to be, but... No, we've been talking about it here.
Five of us were waiting for a while over the name, so that was the final.
It'll be gimmicky when you start like hanging outside places you're not meant to be.
Just turning up,
filming it.
Just filming it.
Instagram. Look, this is me.
There's a deeper meaning to it, really.
Huh?
There's a deeper meaning to it, really.
Break it down.
It's basically getting our foot in the door with the hip hop scene. That's what it is. Really.
So you feel uninvited?
Yeah, to some extent. Yeah.
Why do we always feel like that?
Yeah, but except to my friend request on Facebook.
I don't really use Facebook.
Tell him not to feel so.
He just declined it.
There's a couple hundred. Look how many. Look. There's so many people. I'll find you and then I'll add you. But I have to be careful because you know what I mean. There's some weirdos out there.
We're friends down there.
Yeah.
It's just Sarah. She's kind of blanking me like for the longest time ever.
When did you say?
So he has good reason then.
Back when Facebook started, man.
I was like, even on Facebook. When
just after MySpace.
I am notoriously bad with Facebook, so it's nothing personal.
That's all right. We've met now anyway. So.
Yeah. You should have sent me a message and introduced yourself.
Yeah, G-Bag's all blushing down now. Yeah, he's doing the black man blush right there, boy. I know the black man blush when I see it.
I've got a bit of Scottish in me.
Isn't it?
It's all good.
Oh, that's hilarious, man.
No, but that's the thing with Facebook. Like, you don't know who you're talking to.
This Facebook thing.
And so, you know, you need to introduce yourself. And we can all be friends.
Yeah, it's true.
And be happy. But Facebook is the key.
And the thing is, you guys are up here now, which is more important than any Facebook friendship.
Yeah.
This is real life.
This is in the flesh, do you know what I mean?
But yeah, basically the name was about Facebook friends.
the whole idea. I was so angry. Look, guys, man, let's make a crew.
We're current.
Yeah. I'm invited. I feel so left out, man. Fuck this shit. And you know what else we're going to do? We're going to tell them that we want to be on the show, yeah? So we can tell them in their face. Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's good to know anyway. You lot are listening to the FUBAR Radio Hip Hop Show. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy. We have the gate crashers up here. I do believe we're going to get into the open mic section.
Are we ready with headphones and things like that, Laurel?
Yeah.
Shall I play a quick tune so then people can prepare themselves with headphones?
Guys, we
want to
find out
like
though. There's some serious, like, you know, every week I've got to find out serious things in life.
Yeah.
Panini Grande. I like what you said. I was trying to find out what's the most pointless thing you've ever come across. This guy said estate agents.
It's true.
We have the internet.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
It's true.
I recently had to deal with this as well, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Dealing with them at the moment.
Yeah, and you're like, bruh, really? Like, shit, I could have just went straight to the horse's mouth and peed in it myself. Now you're the one taking the piss. What the hell?
You could just be like... Internet replaced them, surely. Why do you still need to be there?
You're right, man.
Craigslist. They are taking the piss.
You know what I mean?
That is one that deserves.
Are you taking the piss?
Definitely estate agents. Definitely estate agents. And isn't it funny how it is, like, all estate agents are so similar, like, personality-wise. Like, what is that? It's like there's...
You're right about that.
It's like,
you're definitely right about that. They all try and look like henchmen. They're always, like, combing their hair, and they always look tired, like they just woke up. What the fuck is that about?
They always look like you don't trust them.
Yeah.
You shouldn't trust them.
Yeah.
Sorry, we do love you, really. And, you know, if you're an estate agent into hip-hop, we've got time for you.
Yeah, it gives us discounts and all that. And yeah. No rates.
But other than that,
Our fees are like $2,000 for a CD because that's what it costs them. And you get a flat, it's like $2,000. What do they need a fee for? They're not doing anything.
I'm curating it. No, you can't speak to them about the garden because you just can't.
Yeah,
no, right. I can't even find out if there's like a little bit of rock on the walls or shit. No. I have to do that, and I'll charge you for that as well.
They need an employment box on the old bank account you can select, and that doubles the price if you're an estate agent.
Straight discrimination, positive discrimination.
Yo, so we ready to do this?
I think we're ready. Are you all hearing in your headphones? And make sure you all do your raps into the front of the microphone so we're hearing you all nicely. And this week's beat is Seek the Northerner.
Ooh, Seek the Northerner.
So looking forward to see how you guys get busy on this. It's FUBAR Radio, open mic time with Gate Crashers.
He's going first, man.
Yeah.
Dip dog shit.
All right, yeah.
All right.
Shit. Yeah. The man warrior Panini Grande. My shit still dropping out of beef in Bombay. Exact opposite of Peter Andre. I need beer cause it's been a long day. Don't take how I speak the wrong way. The mindless are warring with peeps who got brains. Yo, I fight back, barring, drink till I'm numb. Then I try slap Tarquins. Wise man laughing, mugs in a Starbucks, iPad charging. I'm in a spoons with a pint and a mixed grill. Doing dumb petty crimes for a quick thrill. Proper geese get a train with a kid's ticket. Fuck knows how I live with it, fuck shit. Stone cold, menace to sobriety. Turn to a wreckage and I never do it quietly.
Happy. Yeah, saying, bro.
Yeah.
See, this one's gonna go over your head just like Pele. You never knew the roots of hip hop came for reggae. Spit so much flavor on the mic, they got a headache. Not a gangbanger for Mele, but I'm known to go Cena. Redial if you want a request. Must have got it mixed up with all the numbers you press. It's the feel good factor, yep, I done with the stress. I swear I hear a mumble under their breath. It's just a freestyle. What the future holds, nobody knows. He mashing up these microphones, whether they're open or close. Too many legends in the game, they're broken the most. To make room, could be supposed to indulge, but in the meanwhile, G-Bag be always down with the strokes. Experimenting in the lab until we found some results. Send a shiver up his spine just like I'm a ghost. It's Jack Diggs, old son to the toes. Now everybody say, rah,
put down
rah,
the Evian, grab a Stella can. The gate crashes, fam a lamb, that's the better brand. Hey. It's the beggar man, drumming on his pots and pans. Sipping on a hot toddy, eating scones and jam. Deep African rhythm, just like the dollar brand. They hear a cheeky eight bars, they're like, holla fam. We ain't related, mate. You like singing David Gray. I'm wearing bathing ape, please sail away. You man, I got a digital boner. I stay a wax man, cuff a different persona. Your chick's a stoner with a fishy aroma. Catch me necking dark rum while you sip a Corona. They say snooze, you lose, but I win in a coma. Twisting the doja. I got your wifey licking my poster. Vintage guy, I got, I'm panicking. I'm running rings around rappers. You're running round for a rapper's ring.
Jack Diggs, what you saying, bro?
Tell him. Yeah. We get it popping like youths copping street rep. Running red like lead, knocking off your head. I used to bun the bless, eating up my daily bread. But food for thoughts now, the only thing I feed my head. Knowledge, wisdom, drawn in my mental storm. Trying to earn a buck from a page full of crooked thoughts.
So what you want?
A pack stack of major cream. But in the booth's the only G-bag I ever seen. We pen fishes, flicking pennies in the pool of wishes. Hungry belly, putting mutton on the dinner dishes. See our name on the track, you know not to miss it. I dead the beat like the devil blew a dozen kisses.
Right.
The fam don't fuck about. I knock you off your feet even if you're sitting down. Get a mere mind's a rum, so I'd make it brown. The deep thinkers spit a verse that can make you drown.
Like electric sheep, these are dreams of an android. Blues brother Steez like Belushi and Aykroyd. Full colour crap. Rap stanzas paint from my paint splashed on a blank canvas. Malt whiskey, neat without ice. Pen poetry to the beast to sound like drunk violence, words from a scarred soul. Speak for the craft as you work for an arsehole. And crave freedom and cold beer Friday. Save the pop, that's a good cause I'd say. That's positive, that's real talk. Big toes, what's the label? Spent years necking ethanol gallons, crafting for art. Now I'm getting so knackered cause I'm late to blow up like a ref for Old Trafford. They chose to ignore like them bread, there's no talent. You don't even know yourself like it.
Give it to you wrong, just like it's HIV. London City be the place I be.
Bon appetit, magnifique on your blood cleats. Say la vie. Excuse my French, but who invented the Sammy Law? Told me that to kick it back, can you even score? Hitting the fanny rod, drawn by the born sight. I'ma kill them again, just like they were born twice. Obvious with the followers of a low school. Bust each other up in the way, you know they're so cool. They do run, 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 they do run, run. This one will leave a dripper like the shoes undone. Jack Diggs, old sons, and the one they call G-Back. Down, show, down, I'm the one they call Almighty. Yeah, we getting so lively. I love my life when I'm getting things that's free.
Loose, sleep in the noose, top bunk snooze. Bitches tapped out till they tap out, call a truce. Excuse, white flag waving, catch me drapes, then the low flag wavy. Eye drop staining your crazy paving. Underbody on your pebble dash, they're like Mr. Sudden. How would you like your bills settled?
Cash.
Flipping the digital dirt, the raw side. So welcome to the Kronx, I'm your tour guide. Yeah, cause there ain't much to see around the fits. Nah, apart from me and the council clique. Streets are pissing sick, chicken and chips. Guys dressed like chicks, the Thursday night tiger, tiger click. All for a cheap beer, see you in broad green. Reminisce on graphing with Mads when I was 14. LGM then, but now it's LG dubs. With South Ways, but all city smoking healthy buds.
Early morning, my brain ain't working. One pass drunk, got clarity reversing. Walk with the vermin, penny pot sterling. One man's hate is the next man's worship. Scribble verses, thoughts out the floodgate. Streams of an evergreen duck from the cityscape. Coughing up dust, puffing out cheap crates. We only flip breaks if they're playing on metal plates. Up late, flicking thoughts out my gallery. Clear head clouded, fight for your sanity. Turn tragedy to gain, slang sedative. From my hate to my love, it's all relative. Talk on hurdles, stumbling, drunk chatter. Turn bright sunshine into grey matter. Rap braggers heard slang on the silver platter. Words of wisdom scatter when the ink splatter.
I don't work for success on your terms. As depression got worse, what lessons got learned? Underground to be part of the shit. Be like them, be retarded the rich. Never out on their messy nights. Stay home, sit around, grew up in a televised game shows. Get a flash Range Rover on finance. Jeep in the city on a high cost price plan. Like a sign on their head saying mindless drones, beige fiends, feed vacuous vices. Them can't settle, watch friends, box sets. Copy nolly but shit, choose no concept. What's good, just what's worth money. Yummy mummies, push proper posh buggies. With them little shits in them wretched cunts of the future. Toast stays drunk in a stupor.
Spark the trailer, the flames are cruising by. Cloud cover, misty skyline, supersized. City shadows cast up, cover the positives. I stay immune with no knowledge of politics. I wake up to the same stuff, the same rush. Keeping them paints up and trying to keep the... If 9 to 5 in means that you're saying fuck, I wanna be known as a mentalist. Just get the gist of what I'm saying, cause I'm saying it loud. The prey of the town, too many stresses weighing us down. I wanna swim free, out of the slipstream they want me in. Uppercut the system, rocking five chunky sovereigns. And would there be a revolution we see, or we die from pollution? Ah, pollution we breathe. The cleat rising, but I'm trying to stay cool in the breeze. Instantly I'm feeling better when my music's released.
Yeah, yeah, I'm looking back upon past days. Neck snapping as the drums penetrate my brain. From 9-0 and before to the present day, where some came to stay, others went a separate way. I'm digging in the crates, playing NWA, bagging balling jack for that gangster break. When I step in the arena, ain't no old school rave. When I'm talking no skelter, I ain't talking drum and bass. Nah, if you don't get what I said, I must be knocking breath out like that trap, but that's the fix. Rocking juice crew like it's 1 to 5 a day. Thinking Wu-Tang ain't the same without Ghostface Array. The old school days are still fresh up in my brain, like the time I saw Flash and the Five on the stage. Music stimulates, there's too many crews to name. From old school breaks, we're bringing stars to the game, yeah.
What the fuck you talking about? You're doubting a professional. I spit so much shit, I've got you wiping off the residue. I drop rhymes in a way that you never knew. You ain't a clever dude, I get you just another pussy, yo. I got the flow that blow with no delays. Only thumbs up, you get at the ones and motorways. I'm bold and say 35 above shows my age. Why are you skating on thin ice with the ropes of rain? Hey, I came through like a couple of uppercuts. Rugged on the beat, plus you're loving my subtle touch. Well-rounded, like the girls with the bubble butts. And skipping through your tracks like I'm doing the double dutch. I guarantee you to give what your fans need. While I'm breaking records like Bolt doing the land speed. And that's the definition of a real bad breed. While I'm rolling over your shit just like a stampede, you see?
I remembered my rhymes, man. Shit.
Hey, big up, man. Yo, you just heard Jack Diggs, Oliver Sudden, G-Bag, Big Toast, a.k.a. The Gatecrashers. That was over some Seek the Northerner production. Shout out to Seek the Northerner, all you hip-hop producers out there. Hit us up with your beats. Beats for open mic is the subject. Hit up hiphop at foobarradio.com. All you MCs out there, hiphop at foobarradio.com. If you want to tear up the open mic like these mother lovers just did, jeez, you're tuned to the hip-hop show. DJ Sarah Lovers alongside myself, Mice Diggy. This is how we do it each and every Monday, 4 till 6 p.m. Guys, man, that was fucking killer.
That was so much fun.
That's just made me, it gave me an idea. I think we need to start doing like a section where we do bring a crew in.
I would love to.
And they can just go off, call it Crew Love or some shit like that. Do you know what I mean? And they can just go off because it's cool hearing the guys backing each other up as well.
Oh, that was wicked.
Do you know what I mean? And helping each other out if someone forgets.
You're a bit rusty at places.
Hey, it was nice though, man. That was nice. That took me back, boy, to them cypher days.
That was fun. That's what I'm talking about. What I miss with there not being many groups left in hip hop.
We need this.
We're coming. So how are people going to track you down? Like, how can they like hear more and everything?
Let everyone know your at Twitter or Facebook, whatever
Twitter,
the fuck.
Twitter at Jack Diggs or at Revolve Records.
Yeah, we all set up a Gatecrashers Twitter. It's just a bit slow.
What are your individual Twitter?
It's Big Toast TPS, all one word.
Mm.
And then you got at G Bagular, GWEBAGULAR.
Mm-hmm. And we're on Twitter. Facebook as well.
Yeah, just Google us.
I'm at Oliver Sudden UK. You grab bits there and Kronk's done on Instagram, Facebook, Oliver Sudden. Another bits.
Nice, man. And the album, Uninvited, drops sometime in June ish. Well, you lot can hit up
July, June. We're looking June. Into some wax, so hopefully we'll get a bit.
What's the video called that's out now then?
Say Raw.
Have you guys seen the video?
No.
No, that's why I'm asking.
Get on the microphone so the listeners can hear you too.
G-Bag's the one upset dude.
So chill.
He's the angry dude. You didn't add me on Facebook. You didn't watch the video.
Watch the bloody video.
I ain't gonna talk into the mic either. How about that?
The video.
How you like me now?
The video's on YouTube. And it's Skate Crashers, all one word, spelt with a Z at the end. Mm. And the tune is called Say Ra. That's S-A-Y-R-A-H. Okay. To think about that.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
It's a good tune. It's a good tune,
hey,
man.
You lot got to look out for that. Send us the track so we can play it as well, guys, man. Much love for blessing that open mic, boy. That's what I'm talking about.
I have to... Actually, add that this is our first fucking like
cypher
like live on there. So you know what I mean. This is
it's
a new chemistry.
You popped your cherry like twice.
You popped
your
cherry in front of YouTube,
right,
man.
You popped the Fubar radio cherry.
Yeah, cameras
you
out.
Ain't even
and you popped your cypher together on radio
and
cherry.
And G, bless him, who's driven through like two hours of traffic from South London and worked all day. Bless him. He's the soldier.
Wow.
And he smashed it.
Clap for that. Now we understand why he's.
I was seeing traffic lights, fun.
People see driving
lights and shit.
Yeah, people who don't drive think driving's easy, but that shit ain't fun when you're in traffic, man. That shit makes you say, are you taking a piss?
Yes, it does make you say that, definitely. And, so, you know, we have, like, a regular part of the show where, you know, it's that opportunity where people get to vent about the things that really make them feel like...
Are you taking a piss?
So, I guess, like, the traffic, you know, the estate agent, many of the things that people were
coming
up with.
Let's just run through some of these. We might as well, because it's these are pointless, so we might as well say...
We might as well.
Are you taking the piss?
So Libby says any diet drink is pointless. Just contains more crap.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what
I'm always saying. Why are you eating drinking chemicals?
Daisy says clothes for animals. Not cute. Not cute at all.
Are you taking the piss?
Can I elaborate on that one a little bit?
Sorry,
elaborate. Yes.
Bags. Them little bag dogs. They're pointless.
A bag for
the one with the big googly eyes. Like, yo, it wasn't me. They always look like, oh shit, did I do something wrong? Yeah, they just got that look like, it wasn't me. I need to take shit. Satin's up with
them dogs. You know the dog is like pissing and shitting in there too. So that's my own OCD.
I guess there is a point to it then.
Yeah,
you know I mean, you take that shit into church. You bring them dogs into church. You better keep it in your bag.
Your colostomy bag.
Don't try that shit. Pissing and shitting on my unleavened bread. You better keep that shit out there. So Eddie says Coldplay albums.
Thank you.
Are you taking the piss? Damn,
that's messed up. What am I going to listen to when I want to cry and be upset? When I want these worry lines to show up on my forehead.
That's your go-to artist.
Rob Myers says Eminem's do-rag.
Wow. Are you taking the piss?
That is a bit racist. But maybe he was trying to work on some curls underneath there whilst he had it.
Who's Rob Myers? Isn't that...
Yeah,
probably.
Connie Khan.
Yay. He also. Oh, is that Connie Khan?
I think that's Connie Khan. Yeah.
He even says.
And I did have your tune queued up, Connie.
He says fingerless gloves.
Yeah, unless you're fishing,
tie knots, innit? Exactly. That's how you know Ollie sounds like going out with a bit of cod, mate.
That's real life. That's the real thug life.
Ryan Maxwell says, "World star."
Are you taking the piss?
Yeah, proper. Definitely. Like they actually need a beat down. Are you taking the piss?
That's hilarious, man.
Fingerless gloves. They look cool.
Makarov says they do
wear
them cool.
That's what Oliver was just saying. He wears them because they look cool.
Yeah, they look well cool. I wear them all the time. My leather jacket.
They kind of remind me of
rubbish Nikes.
Last of the summer
and
wine.
Ankle jeans.
Rainbow coloured ankle jeans.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with rainbow colours. I'm just saying, you know, if you're going to wear them with ankle jeans.
Can I interject? I got one. Shout outs. I got my wife.
Hey.
She don't piss me off though, but yeah. Big up my wife. Big up Leash. Big up Lani. Love you guys. See you soon. Make sure the dinner's on.
All right, shout out to Mrs. G.
Shout out to Man Cub as well. Shout out to Don Man Cub. He asked for a shout out.
Wicked man.
You're a CBM fan.
Oh, keeping it family.
So
like
speaking
it.
Of pointless things. Family. Why do we need them, mate? You're always thinking about it. You always got to call them up. Now shout out to Mama Mice. I had to call her yesterday just to check she's still alive up in this, blah, 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 blah. She's getting old now, boy. But yeah, Makarov. Makarov says DJ Mustard and Iggy Azalea.
Are you taking the piss?
Yeah, I'm down with that.
That
is a very serious
answer.
Yeah, I'm not having it. What pointless? I don't know about that, mate. How would you have got here without your eyes? No, I mean, Iggy Azalea, I mean to the ear or to the eye. Oh yeah, she has got big booty, so you kind of let her go there. So she could just shut the fuck up and walk past you. She'll be all right. Iggy Azalea, I was like, that's pointless, bro. How the fuck are you gonna make your shit about your ears? That
shows how ignorant I am, boy. Somebody's mentioned Emerge MCs mentioned pre-peeled and packaged oranges. What the fuck is going on?
It's a liberty. And when you people buying like pre-chopped onions and things like that.
Salad, what's it called? Sandwich lettuce. It's like pre-chopped lettuce. Sandwich lettuce.
But all of these things, there's a piss take.
Are you taking the piss?
Because they're taking the piss out of us making that stuff, man. Unnecessary things.
We've got a minute and a half left, guys, and there's just so many recommendations for pointless things.
That top banana on there as well.
Yeah, we spent about half an hour talking about wrapped up banana.
Banana wraps, bro. The shit is already wrapped. It's naturally wrapped and you want to wrap it again. What the fuck is going on in this world?
I've never seen that. Banana case is good. If you've got a bag, you want to take.
It's like putting shoes on your shoes. Yeah, got these bad shoes in there. Right, for real. Yeah, they fit. They fit my size nines all right as well.
But listen, we got to wrap this up. We got to go. Thank you so
much, Gay Crashers, for all of you coming through to the show.
Make sure you tune into the show next week, Monday, 4 p.m., because we are going to be having an exclusive interview with Smith and Wesson. That's Tech and Steel. So make sure you lock into that. They were performing the other day. Our last track of the day is going out to our guest from last week, which was Rhyme Seekers. So if you've missed any of the episodes, go to foobarradio.com/hip-hop and you can listen back to all of that goodness. Are you introducing our party people?
Who have we got up next, though? We got a badge of friendship.
Badge of friendship, yes.
I can't remember all of their names, so I won't say all of their names, you mother lovers.
Yes, Rhyme Seekers, I'm so sorry. We've only got like 20 seconds to play you happy birthday, so it's not even going to get to the chorus for you.
Rhyme Schemes, happy birthday. You can hear the intro. Oh, yeah, and happy birthday to Cool Herc. It was his birthday on the weekend. Shout out to Chris for reminding us. And Redman as well. Yeah, Jesus, man, hip hop weekend. Is it? Wow.